Welcome to Reach For It radio show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Hello, everyone. We have a great show all about angels today, so I'm very excited about this topic. And also, I have a special guest, Ted Winslow, who's also my husband, not just a musician, and he has an angel CD he's just releasing. So we're going to talk about angelic sound healing with him today. And before I bring Ted on, I just want to let you guys know that if you have any experiences with angels that, or you would like to talk, just call into the show to receive a free MP3 version of Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow, call into the show. The phone number is 1-888-627-6008. And we'd love to connect with you, and Ted would love to give you some angelic music. So anyway, before we get into the angels, let me give you a little bit of background about Ted. He's been on my show before here at BBS Radio. Tons of love for the station and my awesome producer, Doug, and to all you listeners. So if you are interested in Ted's work, listen to some of those archive shows about sound healing. They're really good. Ted Winslow is a producer, audio engineer, video production manager, musician, singer, songwriter, and vocal coach. Ted has over 25 years experience in the music business, holding a Bachelor of Science in Music and Audio Engineering from the University of Colorado. In addition to his musical background, Ted runs Big Country Productions, a division of Big Country Publishing, where he works with organizations and clients from around the world, producing commercials, writes music, builds custom internet television stations, records and produces audiobooks, and offers video production services. He is also known for his sound healing research, where he conducts experiments and research utilizing biophotonic light imaging systems to measure the effects of sound healing on the human energy field. So, Ted, welcome to the show. So glad you're on.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for Reach for Radio, you and Doug and everybody there at BBS. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be here.
Well, you know, this is your third sound healing CD in your series. You did the solfeggio with earthly frequencies. You've done harmonia with divine frequencies. And now this third sound healing offering with the angelic sound healing with binaural beats. Could you talk a little bit, just overview about what this is in case people are out there listening and they'd like to call in for a free MP3 version of the CD?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. It's been quite a fun album, to say the least, and it was probably, should have been up front compared to some of the other ones, but the music that's on this album, the angels really want us to have all of this music, and those that have been following me know that my music is is non-traditional in the sense that I don't record my music in the standard tunings of 440, but I follow frequencies that are going to be healing frequencies to us. And so these angels, they want us to feel their frequencies, and they want us to call upon them at any time, and they want this to be out there for all of us. There's a lot of people that we know, such as Doreen Virtue and a lot of others, that are working a lot of wonderful, beautiful stuff with the angels, and they just really want the presence to be known right now.
Well, I think that a lot of us, myself included, we almost put angels on this big pedestal or something, and not realizing that we can call on them every day, all day, for little things and big things, and, you know, how easy it is to connect with them.
Right. We all have our own personal and spiritual journeys that we've had with them. One of the frustrations that I had, and I think why they wanted me to put this album out, is that there's groups that are out there, they want you, you have to pay a premium to be a part of their angelic club, so to speak. And with what I wanted to do and what they wanted me to do is they wanted to make this easily accessible, to put you in the frequencies with them. For example, 111 is 111 hertz, which is my track for St. Michael, that we can call upon them and tap into this frequency real easy. And, you know, the tracks, they're selling on iTunes and Amazon for 99 cents, or well, I guess now I'm dating myself, it's $1.25 or something. But they want to communicate with us. They want us to communicate with them, and so they've helped guide me through the music so that I can share this with everyone, so that we can all vibrate at those higher levels and the levels that they want and give us this healing energy that why we're on this planet.
Well, you know, I like that about you and, because, you know, I, being in this business, as you know, married to me, Ted, that I come across many healers, many teachers, many programs about angels, people that channel angels. And you know, a lot of these programs, it's $1,000 to be in this group, or, you know, to go to this next level, it's $3,000, and you need to pay all this money to connect with angels. And I struggled with this over the years because I wanted to really connect with angels. And I always felt like, well, why do I have to pay all this to go through someone else? And in one of my meditations many years ago, I was, this is free to all of us. Now, we might use a tool, like I like the Doreen Virtue angel cards, and that's a great tool to connect with your angels. And the music, Ted, that you do is a great way to connect with your angels, and I like that it's very affordable, you know, like a $20 book or a $15 deck of cards or a dollar to pay for an angel, you know, music track on iTunes. That's what I really, you know, admire, that you want to make this available to everybody. So what I wanted to actually do is something a little unique that I haven't done on the show before. I like to invoke the angels and bring them in, because the angels that, Ted, that you have on your on this CD, I'm going to read off all their names and ask them to be with us, although I already feel them. I'm going to go ahead and do this. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a track from your angelic sound healing in the background. This is the Jophiel track, Creating Beauty in Your Life at 663 hertz. Okay, and I ask all of you listening to just take a moment and take a deep breath as you enjoy the sound healing, and we're going to ask the angels to come in and be with us today. In truth and love, Zadkiel, Uriel, Raphael, Michael, Metatron, Jophiel, Daniel, Gabriel, Shemuel, and Ariel. We thank you for all of your help, and we ask for you to come into this show and let the people out there listening feel your energy and your love and feel that connection. So that's how easy it is. You just ask. You could call them by name if you would like, or you could just ask your angels to come in. I always like to say truth and love. It really sets the energy. So, Ted, can you talk a little bit about that track we just played?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to, and thanks for that. That's, the hairs are sticking up on the back of my neck. I feel all warm inside. That track is titled Creating Beauty in Your Life. And as I was going through and studying this and bringing in Jill Field for the recording and what she wanted me to do with this, Jill Field means beauty of God. And what I like to do with the angels is I also like to bring in the colors and look at the stones so that I really can try to embody them. And I've seen a lot of healers that do that. So just as more information to help out for those who want to channel in, Jill Field or some of the other angels will go over some of this, but yellow is the color for her. And her healing stones are smoky quartz and ametrine. And then the chakras that are most associated with Jill Field is going to be the seventh chakra, the crown chakra. So back to the song, Creating Beauty in Your Life. It's about developing holistic and universal principles of acceptance, respect, and just knowing that we never do anything without the help of a higher source. It's to cultivate bliss and to surrender to what is. And this is basically the I Am presence. And Jill Field's a great leader, and she's actually one of two archangels, the other one being Zadkiel, who helps Archangel Michael battle evil in the spiritual realm. And she serves as the patron angel to artists and intellectuals because of her work of bringing in beautiful thoughts to people and to those who are hoping to discover more joy, more laughter, and to lighten up their lives.
You know, this is funny. So I'm driving on the way from home this morning to the studio to broadcast this show. And I called up Ted. I said, hey, could you print off this for me? I couldn't get my printer to work at home. And I said, whoa, I already feel Joe Field with us. And I haven't even, like, you know, said any little prayer or invocation to bring the angels in for this show today. I already felt her so strongly. And, you know, we say he and she, a lot of us who are familiar with angels know they're really not a he or a she, but they have maybe a more pronounced personality to them. And she has more of that feminine. So, you know, if you hear us say that, for those angel experts out there, just know we do acknowledge that they're not a male or female sex, but they do have different aspects of what they do for us and energies.
And they'll appear in many different forms. Some people will see certain colors or lights, so you can know that if you're seeing a yellow light, the chances are you're probably starting to see Joe Fields trying to get your attention for something. I am an oral individual, so anything that I hear, I'm probably saying that wrong, an audio individual, but I hear frequencies come through my ears. It's crazy. And I'll be doing something, and I know instinctively that as soon as I start to hear that high pitch come in, I'm walking into a situation that I need to use caution and be aware of. I need to be present and conscious of what it is that is about to happen.
Well, okay, so with this angel music that you're really strongly guided to produce this music because, and we're not going to go into this in detail, but for the listeners, the 440 frequency is really a dissonant resonant. A dissonant frequency is bad for your body, creates agitation, imbalance. So Ted is on a mission. He's creating all this music in these different frequencies to connect us more with the earth. And can you talk just real briefly about the binaural beats that you've included in this musical offering?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. Binaural beats is a way that you can bring in so that you hear two frequencies at the same time, so to speak. So, in short, if you have a 400 frequency, and with most of these, because it's binaural beats, We just couldn't put that in the title. We can go into that later. With the binaural beats, I wanted to bring in the energy of Mother Earth, which is between 7 and 8 hertz. Well, we really can't hear anything underneath of 20 hertz, much less if there's a speaker or a headphone wouldn't be able to produce that sound so that our body could at least hear the resonance of it. But we feel the Earth energy as it's spinning. We know that we're a part of that. And so what I did is that 400 frequency, I would off-tune one or two of the instruments by 7 hertz, which is going to be able to create that, and I engineered it so that it would create that binaural beat and bring in the Earth energy, because as we're bringing in angelic frequencies, we are still in these earthbound vessels.
Well, and I think that's why I like sound healing so much, is because we are in this dense earth plane and we're working on eating healthier food, drinking healthier water, using meditation and other ways to raise our vibration, right? So we can connect better with our spirit guides or, you know, connect with the angels. And so by playing the music, it can really help our bodies get out of that low dense frequency, because our bodies are made up of over 70% water. So, you know, a lot of us are now understanding, even in the mainstream, that our water frequency can be raised by sound healing. So, can you talk a little bit about, we only have a few minutes in this segment left, but could you talk a little bit about, the research that you did with the sound frequencies, 440 versus these higher frequencies you're using in your music?
Yeah, what I did is I had a subject come in and would play 440 music, and I would do a biophotonic imaging, or it captures the energy, the light energy of this person and how they are. And so we did that with a popular 440 song. And then I was playing my angelic frequencies for them. And as soon as you compare the two side by side, and there's a video for you out there, it's on YouTube, you can go under Big Country Publishing on the YouTube channel and be able to see, it blew me away with the energy was increased with the angelic frequencies, as well as the stress levels went down where the stress levels were up high on that. So there's some good information. It's a pretty quick one to be able to follow, so you can really grasp where the energy is. And it shows the energy coming off of the finger with 440, as well as the energy coming off of the angelic frequencies, which was more brighter and more full.
Well, we just have a minute before we have to take a break, but think of that as a healer, you know, or even just in your own personal life. If your energy field is increasing your chakras, there's measurement tools now with the biophotonic light imaging systems. There's tools to measure that your energy and frequency raises and expands. How amazing is that? Just from listening to a song.
it just recharges your energy, because we get depleted through the day, whether it be from work or just the regular daily activities of life. It depletes us, you know, because we are energy beings. So this helps to recharge the old batteries.
Well, this show is just flying by. There's so much to talk about. We're probably going to have a second show on angels because there's so many of them that you included. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be speaking more with Ted Winslow, who is the artist, and he just came out with his new CD, Angelic Sound Healing. And thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish. Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com. Would you like a tool to clear your energy field and raise your vibration instantly? Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies is a new CD created to bring you earthly healing vibrations combined with higher dimensional galactic energy. Use this sound healing for meditation, massage therapy, releasing negativity, and astral travel. Solfeggio Sound Healing by Ted Winslow, now available on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about angels today, one of my favorite subjects. And Ted Winslow is with us, and he has his new CD that just released, Angelic Sound Healing. So, Ted, talk a little bit about the angels, and how they inspire you, to do this music.
Okay. So, the fun aspect of it for me is that they came to me. I didn't have a set frame of mind on a patron angel or anything that I was going to go strictly for. They literally came in to me as I sat down and meditated on how to bring them into the music, where could I go with this album. And it just opened up, well, no pun intended, this whole new universe. And so, if you think about it, in our solar system, we all know Archangel Michael. And most known, probably in my opinion, and then the second one would be Raphael, but Michael came with six other archangels, which were Jophiel, Shamuel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, and Zadkiel, who are from the guard, not only here on Earth, but from other planets and inner spheres, which form the heavens for Earth. And along with them came the countless legions of angelic beings whose aim it is to fulfill the archangels' wills, which is to identify the will of the Father and the Mother God. And the angels' activity, as we know, is extreme and diversified, which covers the fields of protection and illumination and love, perfection, consecration, ministration, invocation, all of this, the aura of the Almighty, in that they are the protectors and amplifiers of the virtues of God. They are here for us to help humanity through radiation, and that they're helping us to continue to place one foot in front of the other so that we can be moving forward or onward, and to be have more help to be given to us and planet Earth and animals and such forth.
Well, I ask the angels all the time for help, with business or if I lose something or, protection or, and I think that sometimes if I'm really distracted, I feel their presence sometimes, but sometimes I don't because I have all this other craziness going on with work or motherhood or whatever, day-to-day life. And what I like about the music is that it can kind of take me into that space where I can really feel a connection with them. Can you tell us the story? Let me tell you, everyone, he came home from the studio and he was complaining about one of the angels. And I was making dinner. I'm like, what? He's like, oh, I had the craziest day recording this track. And I think it was, who was it?
Haniel,
we tell that story. It is hilarious because they have a personality. They're not just, I don't know. I just thought this is a funny.
Well, that's funny because who on earth, maybe no pun intended, this is a great show. Who on earth, complains about an angel? But Haniel, I was working on Haniel's song, which is opening your mystical healing abilities. And as a musician, I am caught up in the music, and I'm bringing in all the instruments. And so I finished with the song, and I'm sitting here, I'm mixing, and I'm mastering the song that was chosen. And typically...
No, wait, back up. That was chosen.
Yeah.
By Haniel.
That was chosen by Haniel. This was...
Yeah,
Haniel
came to me. It's so funny. Like, you don't even write the songs. You let them write the songs.
Oh, absolutely. I sit down, and I meditate on it, and I'll put a candle. I'll bring in the stones and concentrate on the colors and meditate on it and pray to them. You know, how can I serve you to better write this music out so that we can help people? What is the message we can express to this to help them out? And this one was 528 hertz, which everybody loves. 520 hertz is that's familiar with the frequencies and is opening your mystical abilities. And so here I am recording this, my mystical abilities, being a musician, tapping into the energy of the music, and through the process, typically. And mixing and mastering. So you record the song, and then it's turned over where it's going to be mixed with different instruments or at certain volumes. And then you have the process, which is known as mastering, and that's basically the bulk of it. This is the sweetening of the music and is one of the most important parts for getting this album and the song mastered so that the levels are right for when we broadcast them or put them out into your MP3 players or into your CD players. Well, just as I was getting to the point where I was thinking that this song is somewhat finally musically enhanced to where I wanted to be in the mastering process, my studio would crash. My digital workstation would just blink out, and it would be gone. And I would be like, no, oh my God. And it would take like 20 minutes. So I'd spend 20 minutes, I'd get it back up to it. I'd figure out where these EQ levels were going to be, where the enhancements were supposed to be again to it, just to the point where I thought I'd have it, it would crash again. I'm like, no, I'm just totally frustrated. And this goes on for a total of 5 times. And finally, I go back to my original mix for whatever it is. And I'm looking at it. It was probably out of frustration. Like, why is this happening? I'm just going to look at the beginning. And it was like a little voice went off in my head. And it said, this is how I want it. And I'm like still not understanding it because everything by the book is supposed to be mastered so that we can have it fixed for the radio and airplay. And I'm looking at finally asking, okay, you got my attention. Haniel, I'm listening. And I said, can you make me a deal? Let me try to master this because I'm having a hard time letting this go. And so I get it mastered in the dynamics where I'm supposed to be. And I went back and I said, thanks for letting me do that. Let me put them side by side, the version that we had originally in my mix. And all of a sudden I hear the voice comes back to me. See, I told you so. And I was supposed to be opening up my mystical healing abilities with this and just to trust what it was that I was being guided to do with the music in the first place. And that's the story.
I like your sound effect of the inner voice. Oh, well, it was so funny. You're getting so mad at the angels. And I was laughing because it's just, you know, they were just running him ragged. It was so funny. It was a good experience. He'd be in the greatest mood after working with the angels all day. But that just shows what a strange life we have. Hi, honey. How was work? Oh, this archangel was giving me the biggest trouble in the studio today.
Annie, oh boy, set me straight. That's for sure. That's
humor. It's kind of funny. So, so the angels, it's, you know, I read off all the names of the angels in that first segment when we played the track, Jophiel.
Yeah.
And we're going to play a track now. And I think, is it Gabriel?
Gabriel.
Ted, or is that what, will you explain that a little bit and we'll start the music soon?
Sure. Gabriel is going to be, it's the messenger from God. And if Gabriel appears to you, you know that God has something that you need to listen to or to pay attention to. And his Gabriel's color is white. And his healing stones are going to be moonstone and aquamarine and selenite. And now the chakra most associated with Gabriel is going to be the root chakra. And the song Messages from the Angels, it's about overcoming our emotions of aggression and anger and violence and jealousy, and so that we are stopping ourselves in these moments when these buttons are about to be pushed, so that we could step back and look or focus on the bigger picture of what really is happening that's invoking this with the anger and aggression. And that there's, we look closely, there's always something else that's there that leads us down the path of wrongdoing or the wrong path, so that we can now step outside of ourselves from being present into the place of consciousness and out of that place, which is basically trying to control us, giving us that 50,000-foot view, so to speak. You know, Gabriel has the ability to give us messages in our dreams, and if we're being challenged or overburdened, there's typically something that's there for us to learn from. And he basically helps to organize our life and give us guidance and education and help guide us with our careers.
Well, yeah, Gabriel is definitely known as the messenger, and we're going to play a little bit of that track for everybody. And I hope you guys enjoy a little bit of this. So we'll be starting that. Love that song. So, you know, it's funny. Ted didn't tell me what songs to play on the show today. And I knew, you know, we'd want to play a few little samples for people to get a taste of it. And I just asked the angels which ones. And that's how those two popped out. So I hope you guys enjoyed a little bit of that today. So, Ted, tell us, you know, some experiences that you found using this music, you know, what people can, how they can connect with their angels using this sound healing. Like, what are things they can do?
Many ways to be able to communicate to them. It's all going to be kind of on an individual and personal level. You know, one good way is that I've been trying to discipline myself to writing, and I know, honey, you're the writer of the family, and I will not be able to touch that, but I've been sitting down and playing it and writing and just going through freeform. It was like, I want to see what messages I get and just see what comes out of me as I write it. I've been using it in meditation. I've been using it to clear away, if I start feeling I'm out of balance with the earth, or I'm tired or stressed out, I can use it to come back and rejuvenate me. It's phenomenal with meditation. If people have a hard time sleeping at night, it's going to be able to put your body into that restful sense, because it's getting rid of the stress levels that we've taken on ourselves in today's society, and connects us back with one with the earth, so that we're getting rid of the stress and the anxieties that we don't need, and it allows us to recharge ourselves. Again, these angels, they want us to help us heal ourselves. They want us to vibrate at a higher level. They want us to become more conscious and be present. And it's those are just some of the things that I've come across personally. I'm sure everybody's going to have their own fun story to tell.
Well, I do a lot of writing coaching, and I always send my authors TED Sound Healing because it's really great for writer's block. Or think of something else, like something else you do that you don't like. Let's say you don't like updating your website for your business, but it's something you just have to do. Play the music. Change the energy of something you're not real happy about. Or if you're having, you know, Thanksgiving and you have a relative coming that you just are not looking forward to seeing, change the energy in your house. Play it in the background real quietly. You know, you can actually change the energy of your environment with the music. And there are so many ways to use it. I like it, too, to play at night, you know, just to clear away the day. You know, you can play it and say a little prayer and ask your angels to come to you and give you a healing when you sleep. And it's much better than going to sleep with the TV on or some other electronic device to distract you, you know, to help bring your body into a different frequency and get it out of that 440 dissonant frequency.
Those electronic devices also help close down our chakras. And in the study that I just recently did, it blew me away that if you look at 440, the chakras are staggered and they're closed. You can tell when you put them side by side, and they're on this video, that they're closed and they're staggered, where the angelic frequencies, they open up your chakras. They allow you to receive this energy, which is, you know, those are all of our energy points.
So this is a funny story with angels. I think you guys will get a kick out of it. All right, I get kind of bored with football, but Ted likes football, as a lot of guys do. And he was watching a football game, and I'm reading my little angel book, and then, you know, the chair next to him, and all of a sudden the TV goes out. He doesn't know what I'm doing. And he turns the TV back on, continues to watch the game. I continue invoking the angels in my little angel book, reading about it. And TV goes off again. Anyway, by the third time, he looks over at me and he says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I'm just invoking my angels." And he's like, "Could you please invoke them somewhere else? I'm trying to watch the game."
Remember that?
That was a few years back. But the thing is, it's that easy. Like, and you will notice maybe some electronic difficulties come in sometimes when you connect with your angels. So don't panic if the computer goes off or the TV goes off, because you're bringing in those powerful angelic beings, and it's just so fun. And I hope you guys out there who haven't experienced angels before are inspired to try some of this.
Listen to the music. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm not just coming from my point of view, but it was truly amazing when I was composing this and playing with it, and I could just feel parts of my body just getting warm because I knew where it was going and what they were doing. It was like, oh my gosh, never would have thought I would have experienced this and be able to deal with this. This is just beautiful.
Well, we have a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Ted about his new CD, Angelic Sound Healing.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life and have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow, and as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who were looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're so glad you're joining us today, talking about angels. And, you know, we talked briefly before the break about, you know, how to use sound healing, angel sound healing music, you know, for writer's block or to change the energy in the room or, you know, and I don't know about you guys, but there's certain moments when, you know, I'm in a deep prayer state or meditative state, and I feel the love of the Creator, or I feel the love of the angels. And sometimes those moments are fleeting, and it doesn't happen every time I meditate, you know. And you know those moments, Ted, where you just feel that unconditional love, where it's almost bringing you to tears?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's the music helps us take us to that space, I think, a little bit faster than, you know, if you're not feeling that connection with your angels and you're trying to connect, maybe, you know, in silence, and maybe just play the music and say a prayer out loud or ask the angels to come to you, you know, and create your own little prayer or, you know, whatever, and use that music to open up your heart, to bring up that emotion of love and that connection. Will you talk a little bit about St. Michael? I know you said you had a little prayer to share.
Yeah, I'd love to. St. Michael, in the track that I did, he was at the angelic frequency of 111. And the track was Victory from Fear. Now, all this music that we've been playing today, it's on Amazon and iTunes, so it's readily available. Blue is going to be the color that is most associated with Saint Michael, and his healing stones are going to be quartz crystal, golden topaz, amber, and he is the only angel who's really mentioned by name in all three of our major sacred texts of the world's religions that place an emphasis on angels, which is going to be the Quran, the Bible, and the Torah. The chakra most associated with them is going to be the fifth or the throat chakra. And the song that I wrote is it's a song about empowering us from those who have been trying to keep us silent and in fear, and being able to release our feelings through expressing ourselves and speaking our truth, not to gossip and exaggerate or lie. And St. Michael's prayer, many churches have been using his prayers. This is for helping against psychic protection and defense, as well as against negative energies. And so there's an alternate prayer, which I found that was really interesting, that's for energy and psychic attack, which is, St. Michael the Archangel, defend me in battle. Be my defense against this psychic attack. May God rebuke it, I humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host. By the power of God, banish and dispel all the evil and negative energy that infects this world, seeking the destruction of spirit. Amen. So, St. Michael, he wants to motivate us to fulfill God's purpose for us in this life. And as most of us know, he's best associated with the protection of truth, integrity, courage, and strength. So we'll see him in flashes of light or bright lights letting us know that God and the angels are caring for us and may hear his guidance in our mind. Or as a gut feeling, you ever have a gut feeling in your stomach? You're like, something just doesn't seem right here. I feel like I really got to leave this place or the situation and get out. That's probably St. Michael telling us, hey, something's not right here.
Well, you know, I like that idea of playing the music while you say a prayer or an affirmation, or you can just, you know, call in your I Am presence. You can, you know, if you're one thing that I like to do when I'm bringing in the angels is say their name and, you know, ask them to come in, and I say it out loud 3 times. And, you know, you could almost say that like a centering prayer. If there's an angel you would like to connect with, you could just say their name, Saint Michael, Archangel, over and over, you know, relax to the sound healing, play the music, and, you know, you can call them in and ask them for guidance, ask them for help figuring things out, you know. You can see it. Sometimes you'll see something pop up like a feather, you know, just for them reminding you they're there, or, you know, like a penny pops up, or, you know, just little things like that. And you feel like your angels are with you. So can you talk a little bit about Metatron? Now, this is an angel that's really pretty well known in more of the metaphysical circles. And, you know, a lot of people are contacting Metatron because of all the earth changes and energies and shifting and that's going on right now. And I know that's one of your tracks in your CD. Can you share with us?
Metatron, and I have a strong message of talking about Archangel Ariel, too. So,
okay.
it's been 2 days and I haven't paid attention to it. Now it's like right between the old eyes, like a good old swat of the wing. But I'll talk about Metatron. 333 hertz was Metatron's frequency that he wanted me to use for him. And it's Overcoming Obstacles is the track that I had. That was the track title. And he is known as the Angel of Thought. He was formerly the Prophet of Enoch. He teaches us how to use our spiritual power for good. And he's the one who also records our choices in the Akashic or Akashic records of God's archives. Violet or seafoam green is his color. His healing stones that he's most associated with is crystals and watermelon tourmaline. And seventh or the crown chakra is best associated with Metatron. So the song Overcoming Obstacles, this song is about helping each other and the planet as a whole to ascend, to bring in a higher vibrational state of spirituality, to allow us to bridge the gap of the old ways of the past to the new ways that we're creating in the future to be happier and more fulfilled. This is bizarre. I'm now getting the message why Archangel Ariel's coming in. Metatron.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
In sacred geometry, we see that Metatron's cube, and he uses this to help heal people of unhealthy energies that they want to clear out of their lives. Doreen Virtue, she'll write in one of her books, is that the cube spins clockwise and uses centrifugal force so that it pushes away the unwanted energy residue, and that you can call upon Metatron and his healing cube to help clear us. Okay. Archangel Ariel, her frequency was 777 hertz, and hers is manifestation with the help of the elementals. So we're talking about Metatron bringing us to a vibrational state, and so that he's helping us to help each other and the planet. Well, the song that I have that she gave to me was Manifestation with the Help of the Elementals, and this song is about taking care of our planet Earth, again, and it's about freeing ourselves from man-made objects from time to time, so that we're getting away from the electronics, we're getting away from the iPods, our cell phones, the TV sets, and getting back into touch with nature. Getting back in touch with nature could be swimming in a stream. It could be warming ourselves over a campfire. It could be standing on the top of a mountain with the wind ripping through our hair and enjoying God's creatures while we're walking our own path through the woods. It's going to be a cleansing of our spirit being outside of us and helping us to help heal the planet. Now, as I'm reading this, and Chrissy, you know this, but I'm going to share this. I spent the month of September going on a lot of backpacking trips on the Continental Divide and hiking through the mountains and climbing through that. And Ariel kept coming to me. And she's known as the Lion of God and the Hearth of God. And she is the angel of nature. So she looks after the plant life and the animals that are here on Earth. If we have an animal that's hurt, like a pet or something, we can call upon her, and she'll come to help that her pet. You mentioned earlier, the angels can appear in male and female forms, and she's one of them that can really go one way or the other. She's here to help us take care of our environment, and she also works with Archangel Raphael with the healing, because he's most known with healing, and to punish those who come to harm God's creatures. So, wow, thank you.
So interesting, Ariel, because I really want you to do sound healing with the elementals as your next CD.
I've
been pushing that. Maybe Ariel is either guiding me or helping me out. I don't know.
You're going to laugh because the color of Ariel is pink, and we have a young daughter. And she would always try to put pink on me or something like that. And I would jokingly say, I'm allergic to pink. Please don't get that near me. And here it's like this, Ariel's been guiding me through this whole journey with this. And it's like, yeah, okay, I see it. And I remember being on the top of the mountain. And it was her that was talking to me.
Well, you know, this has been a really fun conversation about the angels. And I hope it's inspirational for the people listening that maybe, you know, there's a lot of people very familiar with angels, angel experts out there and connecting with them. And but sometimes we forget to connect with them. We forget that we can call on them. And, you know, hopefully this is a reminder to the expert angel communicators out there. Hopefully that this show would inspire the average person who's never even thought about communicating with angels, and they're just going about their daily life, and they now realize how readily available they are. And what we would really hope is any of you listening out there, if you listen to this music, and Ted will be posting a lot of free music on YouTube, videos with the tracks on there. You can listen to samples. You can listen to the music on Spotify. It's very readily available. But if you have any experiences with your angels, please contact us. Let Ted know. You can contact Ted through bigcountrypublishing.com. He would love to hear from you. We've already started getting feedback from people who've gotten this music. And so, you know, please stay connected with us. Ted, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank for, you know, everybody at Reach for It Radio, BBS Radio there. They can, anybody who wants to follow me, I am on Twitter at Ted Winslow. They can follow me on Twitter as well as Facebook. And I have a Solfeggio sound healing page on Facebook as well. It talks a lot about music and vibrations and stuff. So thank you so much for having me on. It's been such a pleasure.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you to the angels for being with us. I totally feel them. I feel like it's like they're celebrating, like, we want people talking about us all the time to remind people
to
call on
us. They want to communicate with them.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you all for listening and spending this time with us. We sure appreciate it. We appreciate your support for the radio show. And please make sure to connect with us and let us know if there's topics you really want to hear. And we're very grateful to you all. Hope you have a wonderful week. Connect with your angels, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.